Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Craig, thank you very much for coming in. You might want to stay with us. I'm sure you'd be interested in our next conversation, because this morning the Dáil will hear about a new bill on how the greyhound industry is funded. The bill is being published by Green Party TD Nasa Harrigan, and she joins me on the line now. I'm also joined by Independent TD for Kerry, Michael Healy-Ray, both of whom are in our Dáil studio this morning. So Nasa, first of all, this bill that you're introducing, what's in it?
So the bill seeks to do three things, I suppose. The first is to remove the 2080 lock on the fund for greyhound and horse racing, which at the moment is a default ratio. So whatever horse racing gets, greyhound racing gets 20% of, or it's a 2080 ratio. The second is that it would require a business case to be submitted to the minister to access funds. And the third is to allow the minister to retain funds for the next year based on that business case. So whatever the racing industry requests, and can prove that they require, that is the funding that they would receive.
So essentially you're looking for a change in how funding is allocated.
Exactly. And look, you know, there's no point in pretending that there aren't lots of kind of differing views on the race, the greyhound racing industry. But I think when there is that case, it's good to start where we all agree. And where we all agree actually is that the fund is extraordinary and doesn't really work for the industry itself. In 2020, the former CEO, Ger Dollard, himself said that he had no objection to the decoupling of the fund. And he said he was fully satisfied that changing of the mechanism would not, he didn't envisage that it would lower funding for the GRI, and he had no issue with the government considering it. But what the government found when they did consider it is that it needed primary legislation. Here's the primary legislation.
Okay, so just so people are clear, for next year, the Horse and Greyhound Fund will be €91 million, and that's where the 80-20 split comes into play,
exactly.
Isn't it? So
yeah.
20% of that will go to the greyhound industry. Now, tell us why you want them to be more accountable for this money.
So we had the greyhound racing industry in front of the Public Accounts Committee last week. It was a very in-depth session. And I think what we found is that while the industry itself says that it wants to move away from Exchequer funding, they said themselves that it's hard to walk away from 19 million. And I think that whatever your views are, whatever side you come down on in terms of greyhound racing, the default nature of this fund, which no other organisation, no other programme, no other service in the whole country is funded in this way, it actually acts as a block to them developing the industry, or for people like me who want to have a discussion around whether we should be funding the industry at all. What we saw last week were things like, for example, questions around the investment in stadiums and whether the investment was appropriate. Questions around, for example, their ability to develop other funding streams. So, for example, I was asking them why they haven't, in their own strategic plan, acted on the stud book issue, which would be an incredibly, you know, important and significant amount of funding for them, which would be independent of Exchequer funding, which they haven't done in the last 5 years. So there are issues like that that were kind of discussed with them by TDs across kind of the spectrum of opinion on this. And it seems that the default nature of this funding and the very unusual manner of this funding really kind of stagnates development of this industry and the conversation in general.
So is your ultimate aim to reduce the public funding of the greyhound industry, or is it to get rid of public funding altogether?
I think what this bill is about is financial oversight, and certainly the industry itself has said that they have no problem with decoupling the fund. That is the only thing that this bill does. This is not about animal welfare. This is only about financial oversight. And I think that the other discussions are for another day. But until we decouple the fund and stop it being a default, we can't actually have those real discussions, and the industry itself can't move forward.
Okay, let's see what Michael Healy-Ray thinks about this. So we're talking about financial oversight. Hard to argue against that, Michael.
Absolutely, 100%. Where it comes into the use and what happens to public funds, that is of paramount importance, that there has to be scrutiny, there has to be proper governance, there has to be proper oversight. But the one thing that I would be fearful of in this legislation, and in what Nessa is trying to do, and in particularly the party that she is a part of, and that is that I am fearful that this is the start of an attack on the greyhound industry and trying to undermine it by reducing, or should I say, interfering with the source of funding that it has from this source. Because it's a well-known fact that 99% of the people who are involved in the greyhounds, these are people who I know, for instance, in the county that I represent, they adore their greyhounds. They cherish them. They want to mind them. They want to protect them. They want to race them. It's their sport. But they're part of their family. And people sometimes don't realise that. And definitely people in certain parties in the Dáil have a complete aversion to the whole greyhound industry, and they would like to see it being dismantled and taken apart. The one way that you do that and ensure that is by going after the source of funding. Mm-hmm. So while governance and oversight, of course, is 100% proper and right, and there should be checks and balances in everything, and I've no problem with that, obviously. But what I don't want is I don't want the honest God people who have greyhounds outside in their backyard today, and I know many of them, and they go to the beach if they're near a beach early in the morning to walk their dogs because it's good for their feet, for the salty water and the sand. And they just do everything to mind their animals.
Okay, well, let's find out what NASA says.
I don't want to see them being undermined.
Okay, so NASA, this is the thin end of the wedge. That's Michael Healy-Ray's concern. You are on the road, he fears, to dismantling this industry.
No, I hear those views, and I don't think any of us should pretend that we don't differ on the issue of greyhound racing. But it's worth saying that this bill could actually lead to increased funding for greyhound racing. If they can provide a reasonable business model that the government is happy to fund, they actually could end up with more funding. And you know, there is a reason why their CEO said that that there's no reason why greyhound racing would receive less funding if the government broke the link between its budget and that of horse racing. There's no reason to believe that. But what I would say...
You don't believe that funding would be increased.
But there's a very core point here, is that we've just heard from your own correspondent there that the model of the link between greyhound racing and racing in general and betting might be changing. We also heard at Public Accounts Committee last week that 83 to 85% of dogs in this country are bred and then exported to the UK. Now, the UK have just announced that they will begin to breed themselves more dogs because they have concerns around welfare issues in taking dogs that are exported. So 85% of Irish dogs in greyhound racing in the UK will not be a thing going forward. And and Scotland is in the middle of a 3-month period to consider banning the sport. So the model of greyhound racing and how we fund that industry and the business model itself will change whether we like it or not. So it's only right that fund that was set up in 2001 gets looked at, and is it right for purpose? Is it fit for purpose? And I would say that if the greyhound industry has stated they're happy to decouple the fund, the government wanted to decouple the fund, people like me wanted to decouple the fund, then why wouldn't we do it?
Okay, Michael, do you think this could lead to increased funding for the greyhound industry?
There is no person in the Green Party or anybody like it that would come along tomorrow morning and say, yes, I want to see more funding going to the greyhound industry. Because if that's what Nessa is trying to say, let her come out. You can't be on both sides of this argument and say, well, I'm doing this and it may lead to an increase in funding. That's nonsensical. The only reason she's doing this is to see would it lead to a decrease. And like, I have no problem whatsoever on a personal basis. Nessa is an excellent chairperson of an Oireachtas committee, and I have a lot of dealings with her, and she's an excellent person. But don't try to mislead people on a radio station by trying to convince people that, oh, what I'm doing may potentially lead to more money. It absolutely will not. The only reason she's doing this, the only reason she's pursuing it, is because she hopes, most awfully hopes, that it will lead to a reduction in the source of funding. And that is a fact.
Well,
and don't mislead the people.
If it doesn't lead to an increase in funding, that's because the business model doesn't stack up. And look, you know, this tax is on the betting industry, but let's not pretend that they incorporate it into their own profit margins. This ultimately is a tax on the consumer at the end of the line, and people have a right to know that the money isn't being squandered or misused. And all we're asking for here is that the greyhound industry is treated the same as every other industry or programme or service in the country.
Nasa, you'll know no doubt that the dogs charity Dogs Trust Ireland has recently changed its position, and it's calling now for greyhound racing to be ended in this country. They want a phased end to the sport. They've told Greyhound Racing Ireland about their change in policy, and they say this is in response to a recent review of its welfare policy, and it says that the industry is something they've always had concerns around. Do you support them?
I have good dealings with Dogs Trust, and I think that what we have discussed in the past is the kind of link between export and breeding in the greyhound racing industry, and the fact that it's very hard to make headway in terms of animal welfare when you're exporting dogs at the level that we are. We export like between 5,000 and 6,000 dogs a year, and the amount of collateral pups that you produce when you do that is problematic in terms of animal welfare. So I would support their position in a phased kind of consideration of whether we want greyhound racing at all.
Well, now they're calling for a phased end to the sport. So if you support that, you want the greyhound racing industry to finish, to end.
Oh, there's no point in pretending that my personal opinion here is that we don't need greyhound racing in this country, that it doesn't really allow us to do what we need to do in terms of animal welfare for those dogs. But that's not what this bill does. And this bill is in line with what the greyhound industry themselves said they had no objection to in 2020.
So Michael is right then.
Of course, but I haven't, at
the very beginning of this, I said, look, we differ on this. We don't have the same opinion here, but that's not what this bill is about. And the greyhound industry themselves said that if this bill was brought through, or if the decoupling was achieved, they are fully satisfied that the changing of the mechanism would not lower funding for the GRI or for the industry itself. So they have nothing to fear here. If the business model stacks up, and if what they're saying is true, and if they can rely on their own numbers, then they have nothing to fear.
This is the start of a slippery slope, and you hope that when we come down to the bottom of it, that this will have started the end of the greyhound industry in Ireland. And when you get your way with this, the next thing you'll go after then will be horse racing. After that will be the live export of animals. And you would rather for this not to be an agriculturally producing country at all. And that is the truth. And all you're doing is starting and hoping to win this campaign and then go on and win the other campaign.
That's a response to that. If either the business model stacks up and the numbers stack up and the financials stack up, or they don't, this is taxpayers' money. And we have to be sure that it's being used in the right way. Why would the greyhound industry be any different from any other organisation, industry, service, programme in the whole entire country? But they say themselves, they said themselves in 2020, this is an incredibly unusual arrangement enshrined in statute. And the exercise that the department was involved in assessing, they didn't, in assessing whether it should be decoupled, they didn't object to at all.
And what about the horse racing industry, NASA? Do you believe that financial accountability exists there?
Well, certainly the horse racing industry has been in front of the Public Accounts Committee a number of times, and the financial oversight that I see coming from them was less open to questions than what we saw last week from the greyhound racing industry.
What NASA should do, she should come on the radio this morning and say, I'm against the greyhound industry in every facet, in every form. No, but this is what you should do if you're to be honest and open. And then say, and by the way, I'm bringing forward this legislation as well, but that's all part of it. Don't try to dress this up to be something that it's not. What you're doing is you're going after
Deputy
a tradition
Ray, are you
that's
saying
there
that
for
you're
a long
not
time.
Interested in financial oversight of an industry that is getting 19 million, as the industry itself said last Thursday, it's very hard to walk away from 19 million.
And I said at the very beginning that I was open to every type of scrutiny, and you know I am, and I have no problem with that, and I said that already. I won't repeat myself, but what I will say to you is it's very easy to know what you're doing. It's more of the green agenda. Get rid of everything and leave
us
with nothing.
It's a level playing field.
And leave us with nothing.
NASA Harrigan, Michael Healy-Ray, we'll leave it there. Just want to finish this with a statement from Greyhound Racing Ireland. They say the programme for government is agreed in June 2020 by the coalition parties, of which Deputy Harrigan is a member, well, outside the Green Party tent at the moment, stated that future funding of the greyhound and horse racing industry would be dependent on reaching and agreeing strict welfare measures and targets. RCE has met and exceeded targets in the rollout of an extensive care and welfare programme during the last 2 years. They wish to invite Deputy Harrigan and other members of the Public Accounts Committee to visit one of the care centres to meet with staff and learn more about the care and welfare initiatives provided and supported by the organisation. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.